Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Congressman Jason Smith is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. He is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Is there any action? Is there any movement on the government shutdown? We'll get the very latest here in just a couple of minutes. Our friend Tim Summer, later in the hour, we're going to talk some music. This is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction weekend. It's the 50th anniversary of the Sex Pistols, and apparently they went on stage last night, so we'll talk about that. And then I never got to talk to Tim about the Super Bowl halftime stuff with Bad Bunny. Ethan, did you put my Bad Bunny in there?
It is in there.
So can I just admit something? And I can't remember if you were in the room when I realized this earlier. Honestly, the way my brain is working, maybe other people are having struggles with this as well. We are off on Veterans Day. The show is off.
You, is that you knew Tuesday? That.
Okay, well, that's why I'm bringing it up. So Ethan's been working because, and this is a little weird. I'm just going to be honest. It's one of the sanctioned holidays for Odyssey, so we take advantage, right? We're not going to work on Tuesday.
And because
of that,
I'm going golfing.
Yeah, right. But because of that, we got a best of show that we're putting together. And honestly, in my mind, Fred had to correct this. I'm thinking Veterans Day is a week from Tuesday. And I'm just, and I knew it was Tuesday, but again, in my mind, just because we're already into the first week of November, deer camp starts a week from today, you got Thanksgiving in like 3 weeks, it's nuts. But when Fred said, no, that's Tuesday, I'm like, no, it's not, it's, oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it, though. We got a couch getting delivered that day. I could be home all day.
Yes, we will have some fine segments, too, that will air. Let's hear what will air on Tuesday.
Yeah, let's throw
Ethan.
A couple of them out there. Leland Vittert came on at the end of September and got to talk a little bit about his story. I think he was coming into St. Louis to sign
to do book
some,
signing,
some,
right.
Yeah.
So Lucky Vittert is a St. Louis native, and he had autism issues, and he has gone out to great success on News Nation. He was a Fox anchor and reporter. He's on News Nation now, and he's a local guy.
Rennie Knott and his resignation from KSDK.
Yeah, Rennie joined us a couple weeks ago.
Whole process. George Rosenthal and AI and the whole situation of how it's going to be impacting American jobs. Remember when Rocky Sickman joined us after the hostages got released?
Right.
He was able to share a little bit about his story.
Rocky was a hostage in the Iran, hostage crisis in 1979.
TJ Moe sharing the impact of Charlie Kirk's death and just what that meant for the country. Scott Jennings joined us a couple of weeks ago explaining why Democrats are so mad at Donald Trump right now. So those are a few of what are going to be in the best of show on Tuesday.
What I like to do, like, we're going to have some best ofs that will air during the holidays as well. I like to keep those a little more lighter. Like, for example, one that would be guaranteed, Sue, was the interview we did the other day with the father who caught the home run ball from the World Series, and his son caught, like, he caught the Rojas ball and his son caught the Smith ball, and that was amazing storytelling. So I like to save those back for, Thanksgiving week
or
Christmas.
You know, I was looking through them earlier. Remember Hank Lima and that amazing story from the when was that? We were at the fish fry. Yeah,
our so new we, American.
Yeah, but he came to the fish fry.
Yeah, he came to the fish fry. So we got some really good stuff in there. There's some really good best of throughout the year that we'll have in the holidays.
All right. Well, maybe Tim Sommer, who's going to join us a little later this hour. Tim's segments are always great. That's coming up at 5:20. But right now, Jason Smith, Missouri Congressman from the 8th District in the southeastern part of Missouri. He's also the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, so he's a big part of all this that goes on with negotiations. Jason, how's it going this afternoon?
Going great. It's good to be with you as always, Mark.
Well, you've spent a lot of time in Missouri here the past 30 plus days, haven't you?
It's crazy and it's ridiculous. The American people. It's not ridiculous that I've been in Missouri. That's like
right.
That's a great place to be. But it's ridiculous that there's a government shutdown that's lasted for this long. Let alone there should never be a government shutdown. And it's all for political gain. I mean, I was talking to some folks today. This is the first time, Mark, in the history of America that any party has shut down government because they refuse to allow a vote of just a continuation of current funding that they have voted for 13 times on.
Yeah, so what's the end game here? You know, now we have these backups with air traffic control. You know, we're getting closer to the holidays. It's utterly ridiculous. And by the way, I think you know this. Even Dana Bash at CNN and some of the other super uber lefty legacy media people have had to remind Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them that they're the ones not voting to open up the government. But they keep trying to convince us otherwise. I mean, Hakeem doubles down, Jason, every time it's brought up, and it's utterly ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. I was in Washington, D.C. for a couple days this week, and I will tell you that the Democrats, after the election on Tuesday, they are more emboldened than ever before, and that is because they are fearful of their base. Because the leader of the party is no longer Nancy Pelosi. Like, you know, she's retiring, but she's not the leader of the party. The leader of the party is AOC. Whenever she says that if you want to open up government, come to my office, I'm here. It's the truth. She leads the party. Chuck Schumer will do whatever AOC tells her to do because he's scared to death of her looking in the rearview mirror at a primary.
All right, so let me go back to the endgame question because there's no reason in my mind that you guys should buckle. Look, you did your job in the House. You sent it to the Senate. We're kind of waiting on that right now. But, you know, they keep thinking, I guess, in the back of their mind that these Obamacare subsidies are going to be negotiated before the CR is passed. And you should address those issues, too, because that's important to keep reminding people that those were temporary and they were temporary again when the Democrats voted on and they're now expiring because they were temporary. That's part of this.
It's exactly right. But it's important to remind everyone that all that we're doing is trying to get them to vote for a continuation of funding.
Exactly.
For what the level of funding was for the prior year until there's an agreement on everything else. We're not saying this is going to be permanent funding. We're just saying keep the government open, make sure government checks, make sure the military is receiving, government employees are receiving checks, military is receiving checks, services are working. But they are publicly saying that, yes, people's hurting, and that is our leverage. They know that by the government shutting down and SNAP benefits not being paid fully hurts people, and that in their minds is their leverage. When you think about these subsidies and the things that they're asking for a lot of things. They're demanding almost $1.5 trillion in additional spending, which includes about $200 billion that would go directly for health care for illegal immigrants. And then, of course, the subsidies is another item that they're talking about, the insurance subsidies. And this is something that they created during COVID in the American Rescue Plan, and they extended it again in the Inflation Reduction Act. Not one Republican has ever voted for these in the history of America, in the House or the Senate. And they're demanding this whenever it subsidizes the insurance companies and not the individual.
Yeah, so as we get close, look, I think they're anticipating, and I've seen some polling that may be trending in their direction. As you indicated, they may be emboldened by what happened on Tuesday. But look, the American people are going to lose their collective minds if we can't get this, you know, airline situation in particular closed. You have the SNAP benefits that are there as well. The messaging has been right on point from your side, from Mike Johnson, every day. And they just keep saying the same things and keep lying. But I think they have, for the most part, the legacy media on their side, Jason. So is there a point where you see someone blinking here?
Yeah, they absolutely will. But we're in a very scary position because air traffic shutting down. I was in the D.C. airport yesterday, and it was the worst travel day that I've ever experienced. And it's because of these factors. And I have to fly a lot. And that's saying a pretty amazing statement. But what I have to remind people is the reason people are like, well, Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate. Why can't you fund government? It's because of that 60-vote
yeah,
Senate
right.
rule of a filibuster. And there's only 53 Republicans over there. So you got to have at least 7 Democrats. Unfortunately, we only got 2 to 3 Democrats who will join us. We need 4 or 5 more. But they're banding together and holding together right now.
What's your reaction to what happened on Tuesday overall? You know, some people say it's a bloodbath for Republicans. Look, I think overreaction is something that political pundits are really good at, Jason. And these are pretty deep blue states where the Republicans lost. Now, the margins, everybody wants to point to the margins. Maybe they're a little bit bigger. I think that that's more of an issue for the polling industry, which got these wrong in New Jersey in particular. But obviously, you know, history's sort of on the side of the opposing party that's not in control. Is this, though, a warning sign for Republicans for what might happen in the midterms next year?
First off, when people you hear the sky is falling approach because of the elections on Tuesday, we're talking about the states of Virginia and New Jersey. In the state of Virginia, a Republican has not won the governorship while a Republican is in the White House since 1969. 1969, and we've only won one governor in the last 3 decades in the state of New Jersey. These are blue states. It's expected the Democrats win these states. If a Republican wins, that is a rarity.
Yeah.
And it occasionally happens, but it is not a sign that the sky is falling. What Tuesday did show us, though, Mark, is that the leader of the party is Zohran Mamdani and AOC. And that is exactly what has happened. And you know, the old guard's retiring. Nancy Pelosi's retiring, and that's who she's being replaced with.
Are you going to throw a big party for her? I mean, she's retiring, but she's still going to be there through next year, right? I mean, she doesn't leave office until January 27.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's until this term ends she decided not to seek re-election. And, I mean, she's 85 years old, so I think that...
it's time. It's past time.
She stayed long enough.
Yes, I would agree. I don't know why she wouldn't just step out right now, but that's how these things go. When it comes to the rest of the year, the Speaker's... I know you say you went back this week, but the Speaker's basically not having the House come back until all this is settled, right? Is there anything that needs to be done outside of these CRs before the end of the year and whatever negotiations may take place? Or could this perhaps end, you know, or keep going through the end of the year, if you will?
It can't. This has to be finished and fixed. There's a lot of other stuff that's on the table. You have several expiring tax provisions at the end of the year. Not that many, because we took care of most of them in the big, beautiful bill. These are mainly bipartisan tax provisions that are expiring. And then you have all the issues that's going on with trade, which there's quite a few. And that's keeping us extremely busy. And a few things on healthcare that's expiring at the end of the year that need to be addressed that are bipartisan. We got a lot of work to do.
Well, let's see if we can get you back to Washington. I would have loved to have heard some news today that maybe there's going to be something that breaks in the shutdown, but not so far. Jason, have a great weekend. We'll see where this takes us. We'll talk soon.
You do the same, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.